It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Oh, good day, good day, good day. It is a wonderific Wednesday, November the 16th already. Yeah, we're flying through this month, aren't we? And actually, we're being blown through this month. Hey, a couple things to tell you about. Today there is a blood drive here in Laughlin, kicking off at the library in about 1 hour. And, it's kicking off right now, actually. And it's at the library, so if you're over here, oh, I'm sorry, yeah. I'm going to get it right yet. It's at the library from 11 o'clock until 3. And if you're in Laughlin and you want to donate blood, head up to the library. Now, I'm going to be on vacation next week, and so will Paul Lavoie. Both shows will be taking the week off for Thanksgiving. Dennis Prager and friends will be filling in. So I want to give you some other things that are going on. Like next week, Thursday, we have a blood drive at the Aquarius. That's 11 to 4 also. And then Thursday night is the 10th anniversary. I just talked to Clay. The Builders Club. The Builders. Business Builders. Bullhead Business Builders. Yeah. 3636 Highway 95. They're going to have a little mixer from 5:30 to 7:30. Any questions, go to bullheadbbb.com. Also, Kingman has a mixer on Thursday at Restoration 1. Mojave Highway in Mojave County, 116 South 2nd Street. That's at 5:30. Any questions, call the chamber. 928-753-6253. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Barron Services, experts in fire and alarm systems, experts in home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, experts in pest solution, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. That's the best part. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions, call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some money? Maybe you want to put that pool in. Maybe you want to add on to your home. Maybe you want to remodel your home. Maybe you just want a new home. Well, call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. He's got a vault full of money under his desk. Yes, it's the size of the Pentagon. Every shelf has money on it. So if you need some money, call 928-288-2691. Ask for Chad, and he'll just, you know, go down the vault and get you whatever you need. It's that simple. All right. Now, into the studio, and our first guest for the first half hour, the lovely Kristen Ott, the CEO of the Lingenfelter Center. How are you?
Good, Larry. How are you this morning?
Good, good. We're battling along here with a little head cold, but, you know, we'll get through it. So how's the world at the Lingenfelter Center?
We're doing good, you know, just doing our thing over there, taking care of our residents. We're pretty full. You know, the Lingenfelter Center is in a really unique building. It's an 88-bed all Alzheimer's and dementia facility.
Right.
And it's the only skilled nursing facility in Mojave County that's all they do is care for Alzheimer's dementia patients. It's a secured facility, so the doors are locked. So it's really a niche that we have over there for Mojave County.
So you don't take care of somebody who's maybe just in their last 5 or 6 months or last year or just needs full-time nursing?
Yeah, no, they specifically have to have a neurological disorder or a dementia diagnosis to be behind a secure door. And the reason why we have the secure doors is a lot of times
they wander off.
They wander, yeah, and they're going to get hurt. They're going to wander down the road. The family member, it's too much to watch them 24/7. If they can walk out the door, turn on the stove, and forget they left it on.
Yep.
So there's a lot of things, extra things that we have in place in that facility to help keep them safe.
And that type of facility, you're cooking for them and everything. Are you doing as many activities as you do at some of your other centers? Because they're probably limited.
We do just as many activities. We do different types of activities. We call them failure-free activities.
Okay.
So a lot of things,
yeah,
you know.
I gotta get into that.
You can't fail at these activities.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting as you have women that have dementia, maybe they're housewives, they're used to folding laundry a lot.
Okay.
So a lot of times they like to sit and repetitively fold little towels.
Wow.
And that's something that they will sit and do.
They
can't, and they don't hurt themselves doing that.
Right.
So there's a lot of creative things that we can do. We do a lot of hand massaging. You know, there's a lot of physical touch, smell, different things like that that you can really connect with them. So there's just as many activities, maybe just in a different approach with the activity.
Okay, very good. So you have an activities director there too.
We do. Yep, she does a wonderful job, her and her team.
But now you're searching for another individual to join your team.
We are. We're looking for a special individual. And I really thought about this before I came on the show with you today. We're looking for a director of nursing for that facility. And when I say I really thought about this, because what we're really looking for is not, I think you always hear, hey, we have an open position, we have opportunities,
right.
Do you have this credential? I could say I need a registered nurse for this position, but that's not just what I'm looking for.
Right.
What I'm looking for is, first of all, the right person with the right characteristics for our culture.
Okay.
And so what we look for first are the characteristics of the individual, see if they meet what we're looking for in our special, unique culture of that facility, that they have a love for geriatric population,
right.
That they love Alzheimer's dementia patients. It's a different, unique population.
Yeah.
And then, are they a registered nurse? That's the last thing on my list. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're really looking for the right person.
So this takes a while for you to interview everybody and find that right person.
Yeah, it does. I think in an interview, you know, based on those characteristics that we're looking for, you know, we're needing a leader, and we're needing someone who has management experience, and it's a management role.
Sure.
They're ultimately responsible to ensure the care and our orders are being followed and the proper care is being received. So someone who's not, you know, I guess, again, that's at the bottom of the list, but making sure that they're holding people accountable to the quality we want in that facility. And we're a 5-star facility. I mean, so they're doing great things there. Just a wonderful, wonderful place.
And your company kind of holds quality of care to a high level.
We do. It's very important to us.
Yeah. At all your facilities.
We do.
And you want the best for that individual that's in the facility.
We do. And I think a lot of times we think, you know, this registered nurse has been a nurse for 15 years and has all this experience, and they've held these roles, which is important.
Sure.
But we've had a lot of that doesn't have the leadership. They don't have the qualities of the person that we're looking for our culture.
Right.
And so, you know, we really want the right person, and that's where these other credentials fall in place that we have to have. And that's going to be really important for who we choose for this position.
You know, years ago when the Ramada was almost next door, they gave a personality test in their interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have a group of you sitting around the room, and you would pull something out of a hat, and you'd have to act it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, most everybody could do that, but there was a couple that could not.
Mm-hmm.
And you sit there and you went, really? You can't? I got 40 things are going through my head, and you can't come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they wanted to make sure that you can be that friendly person on the floor. And you're almost saying the same thing, that you're going to do a little bit of a personality test, because are they going to fit not just you, but the culture and the patients and the nurses?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a very humble leadership approach. We're not just directing. We are boots on the ground and training and right with our staff. So
right.
It's not just a desk job. We're out on the floor a lot, and, you know, it's a team effort. And so just, again, looking for the right person that's not scared to be out there with the team, but yet hold them to the standard we expect and honestly have fun while we do it.
Do they go to your website or to call the Lingenfelter Center?
If they have any questions at all, you can call our HR department, which is 928-718-4852, and ask for our HR department, or they could directly apply for the position on our website, which is at www.lingenfeltercenter.com, which that's a long word.
Yes,
so
it is.
LingenFelter Center.
It makes it easier since your cousin is on the Board of Supervisors. We see the name all the time now.
Yeah, see it out there a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. What was I going to say? I had a thought there. I don't know where it went. Okay, so what happened to the individual who was in that position? They move out of town? Or?
She's actually still there.
Oh, okay.
She is absolutely amazing. I would love for her to stay in that position. We just talked about it a couple days ago.
Yeah.
But I think what you find with nurses is a lot of times nurses go to school to be a floor nurse, to interact with the patient. So when you end up in an office and you're holding, you know, staff to, you're being a leader, you're holding them accountable to our standards, it's not that day-to-day patient interaction, which so many people, that's the reason why they go to nursing school.
Yeah.
And so, and that's her. She's a huge part of our team. She wants to go to the floor and work with the nurses. She loves the company, doesn't want to leave.
Right.
It's just not the role she wants to be in.
Oh, okay. Well,
so
at least she's honest to come to you and say, you know, I want to stay, but I don't want to do this no more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be the boss.
Yeah.
And that's understandable. Some people, I mean, even in law enforcement and the fire service, some guys become a firefighter and never promote.
Mm-hmm.
Some people become a deputy and never promote. You know, they're happy with that position.
Yeah, and ultimately, you know, I will say the utmost great things about her. And for us, we want them to be in the position they're happy with.
Right.
And if that's where she's happy, then that's where she needs to be.
Oh, very good. Okay.
So
you want this person soon. She's there right now, right?
She is there, yes.
But does she walk by every day and say, how many applications you get today?
No, she doesn't do that. But, you know, I think she cares about that facility as much as I do.
Right.
And so she equally wants, you know, if she moves to the floor, she equally wants a great person in that seat.
Sure.
You know, so.
And this was your grandfather's first facility, right?
Second.
Oh, second.
Second.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought, since it was named after him, I thought it was his first.
Yeah. So the, second facility and built, I think opened in 2006.
Okay.
So we've been there for quite some time and, you know, we're just happy to service the whole county. We get referrals from Bullhead, the hospitals here, Havasu, Phoenix, Vegas.
Wow.
You know, they really come, Prescott. We've had referrals from New York City.
New York City?
Yeah. You know, maybe the mom's in New York and the daughter's living somewhere out here.
Oh, yeah, that's possible, huh?
Yeah. So we get people from all over the place.
Wow. I never thought of that. But, yeah, the daughter lives, you know, in the Wallapies. They want her at your facility.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool. Oh, I never thought of that. Well, right now, if they left New York and came to Kingman, they say the temperature's the same, right?
Probably.
All right, let's take a break. If you have questions for Kristen Ott with the Lingenfelter Center, pick up your phone, 702-298-1063. Give us a call. We're going to be here for a while. I also want to remind you that they're Hope United Methodist Church has an arts and crafts collectibles fair this Friday and Saturday, Friday 9 to 4 and Saturday 9 to 2.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786. Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Kitchen, Bath & Beyond has been remodeling kitchen and bathrooms in the lower Colorado River Valley since 2005. Complete beautiful new custom floor, complete beautiful new custom cabinets, complete beautiful new custom countertops. Homes, mobiles, and even commercial need a new, beautiful, functioning bathroom and kitchen. The number one company on the river to call is Kitchen, Bath & Beyond. Come see their showroom. Call 928-788-1000. That's 928-788-1000.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Hey, there is a gun and knife and coin expo this weekend at the Anderson Fieldhouse, and it's Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 3. Questions, call Bev at 559-765-8388. There's a blood drive on Monday at the American Legion Post 60 here in Laughlin. That'll be 10 to 2 Nevada time. If you want to donate blood, call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. Don't forget that the senior campus in Bullhead City has a major calendar, yeah. And you can either go to the city website and find that calendar, stop by 2275 Train Road, or call Kim Cool. She's the Senior Services Program Manager, 928-763-0193. We're brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah, several ways for you to save up there. Annual passes, seasonal passes, all kinds of golf cap passes, discounts for active and retired military and first responders. See why Laughlin Ranch is the number 4 golf course in Arizona. Go to LaughlinRanch.com. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Summer temperatures, they're gone. You can turn off your swamper. You can turn off your AC. But do you want someone to service them so they're ready to go next year? Well, call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. And maybe you need someone to take a look at that furnace and heater and heat pump and thermostat to make sure it's going to last for the next few months as we get chilly along the river. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Hey, they have a fully staffed 24/7 emergency room. Yes, available for anyone in the tri-state area, any time of day, any medical issue. Over a dozen emergency rooms in the emergency department. And actually, we're going to have the emergency director in here tomorrow. Yeah, and they're all state-of-the-art. There's nothing they lack there. So if you don't feel well or you need to know someone who has an emergency, send them up to OMC. You can also call 928-763-CARE. 928-763-2273. Take two. East West Financial Services wants to help you out with retirement. Are you thinking about retiring? Well, sit down with Jack. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 of it right here in Mojave County. He's got offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. Take a few minutes and sit down with him. It's free. Call him up at 928-888-9828. He'll protect your initial investment. Yes. All right. And we have a caller on the phone with a question by the Lingenfelter Center. Go ahead, sir. Hello? Hello? Are you there? I guess not. Okay. Back to Crystal Knott. Changed his mind or hung up or got disconnected. I think he was on a cell phone. It was a little scratchy. So the Lingenfelter Center is 88 beds, and you must have a larger nursing staff there than you do at some of your other facilities because of the type of patients you have.
We do based on their behaviors and the different things that we have to manage in that facility. We do a really good screening before we bring in a patient and look at that referral and make sure we can meet their needs. But yeah, no, our staffing, we are appropriately staffed to manage those behaviors. And if at some point we feel like something is to escalate outside of what we can manage, then we refer to a different type of facility outside of our setting.
So that does happen sometimes when somebody comes in, a family member, and wants to admit Uncle Joe, and you say, I don't think Uncle Joe's going to be a fit for us.
Yeah, I mean, I think at times on paper a patient can look one way, which is a snapshot in time.
Sure.
Or based on the information that was charted or we received. And, you know, when you get them in a facility and you see 24/7 what it's like, there might be more to that story.
Right.
So, and if that's the case, and if it's something we feel like we can't manage, then at that point, and we work with our physicians and see what we can do. And if we feel like we can't properly manage it, then we refer to a facility we think can manage.
Because you have a list of other facilities and what patients they specialize in?
Yeah, yep. And then we work that referral process to them. And sometimes it's some medication management and stabilization is all they need. You know, there's just different things. There's different situations. So we just work with those other entities.
So you do need to bring in the doctor and go, okay, Uncle Joe is not acting right. Take a look at him. Find out what's going on.
Well, I think the other thing to state that's really neat about the Lingenfelter Center is our medical director is a longtime psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And he is in our facility. I saw him yesterday. He's in there probably 3 to 4 days a week right now. So if the nurses just have some really great support, he knows what he's doing. He's been doing this for a long time.
Right.
And so we have a lot of great resources right on hand. And if he even feels like it's something outside of what he can manage, then, again, we work with him and refer him out.
Oh, okay. Very good. How's your other facilities?
They're doing good. You know, I think we're just getting ready for the holidays. It's a busy time of year, but it's my favorite time of year.
It is?
It is. I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. I love the camaraderie around it.
Okay.
You know, I think with our staff, it's things that bring us together. We really celebrate with our residents, their families, and our staff. So when it's Thanksgiving, all of our employees get a nice fancy meal just like the residents do. We celebrate with everybody that's there that day. And Christmas, we for our staff, we put together the 12 days of Christmas, and every 12 days we have something really special for them, and the residents, you know, participate in that.
Cool.
There's just a lot of festivities.
Yeah. Your activities directors are busy.
They are very busy. This is one of their busiest times of year.
Do they communicate between your facilities and say, what are you doing? We're going to do this. I'm going to take that idea.
They do. You know, a lot of times we'll communicate and say, hey, this is something I did. If you want to implement that, they all do the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh.
They all do the Thanksgiving meal. So there's things that we all do. They might just tweak it or modify it.
Sure.
To, again, for the Lingenfelter Center, it might be modified a little bit.
Okay. Well, yeah.
But we celebrate with everybody.
Good. They still get turkey and dressing.
They still get turkey and
dressing.
And
pie. Kristen, thank you so much. Any final words?
No. I think if anyone's interested and they feel like they meet those qualities we're looking for in our director of nursing position, I just encourage them to reach out. Again, 928-718-4852, and we look forward to speaking with you.
All right. Have a good Thanksgiving next week.
You too. Thank you.
Stick around. We're going to come right back with the Salvation Army. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, the phone number, is 702-298-1063. Again, that's 702-298-1063. Feel free to call and ask our guests a question. We'll be right back after this break.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Is your home or business secure? Do you need a complete quality camera system that you can record or watch live from your cell phone? Call a professional. Barron Security Solutions, 758-5499. Secure windows, doors, with a quality security system that provides 24/7 monitoring. Always local service and support from Barron Security Solutions. With over 30 years of experience in the tri-state area, 758-5499. Barron Security Solutions. Quality Experience. Family. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the Laughlin Outlet Center. And you're running out of time to finish your shopping list. There's something for everyone at the Laughlin Outlet Center. For the naughty and nice. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from the Laughlin Outlet Center.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with inter-facility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Walker Service Electric. The Walker Electrical teams, they're out there every day in Kingman, Lake Havasu City, and Bullhead City, and all the areas in between. If you need an electrician at your home, your apartment, your condo, your mobile, or any size business, just call one number, 928-718-9444. They have all the training. Yeah. I mean, they rebuilt KRMC, Kingman. They're building Fire Station 2 in Bullhead on the south side of town. They're doing Jimmy John's. So they know electricity. Yeah, just like you and I don't. So if you have new construction, you need an electrician, or Highline Power, or maybe just something fixed in your home, call 928-718-9444. They're available 24/7. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're getting ready for Thanksgiving next week. That's right. You can order pies right now if you stop in, fill out a little form, and they'll have your pie ready. But you better get in there right now and order them because they will run out. You cannot walk in Thanksgiving Day and ask for a pumpkin pie or chocolate cream or anything else. If you want a pie now, call Perkins or go in there and order them right now. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, they buy steel, they buy copper, they buy brass, cars and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Mojave Electric Cooperative, they want to thank their cooperative members for supporting the reliable energy in rural Arizona. The MEC application was approved by the Arizona Corporation Commission October the 12th. Questions about reliable energy? Call 928-763-1100 or tune in tomorrow. We'll have Julia here from MEC, and she'll tell you all about reliable energy. She's here the first half hour. Second half hour is Gina Morga from OMC, and she's going to bring the ER director. All right, now in the studio, and we have our Salvation Army. How's everybody?
Good, good. How are you doing today?
Great.
Great.
How's Terry?
Great.
Good. All right. This is your busiest time of year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have, for a few weeks now, been gearing up for the holidays.
Right.
And our major fundraising effort is going on this month and next month, where we raise two-thirds of our annual income. That helps to between our red kettles,
right,
and our mail appeal, we raise the funds we need for the year to with everything else we do all
wow.
year long. So yeah, this is a crucial year time of the year for us and very busy. So
yeah, I would imagine so. And then the we have our annual competition between the Kiwanis clubs.
Yes, we do.
And that'll be December 17th?
The 17th,
right.
And the morning Kiwanis club will be at Walmart.
Right.
And the noon club, Kiwanis club, will be at Sam's Club.
Yeah.
So I encourage folks to come and cheer them on, and we'll see.
And at Walmart, we'll be by the grocery entrance, and we're going to have a couple stages there and
right.
live entertainment all day.
That's right.
Yes. Nicole Tracy's putting that together right now.
She is. So
yeah.
We're looking forward to that.
And what time are you singing, Chris?
I'm afraid I'd probably chase people away.
Terry, are you a singer?
Closet singer.
Oh, okay. So the majors will not be on stage singing. All right. So isn't it right now the time that people would come in and sign up for Thanksgiving? Because it is next week.
Well, we did have sign-ups.
Okay.
And we got to our capacity on Friday. So this week, in fact, tomorrow we're putting the boxes together. And Monday we're doing the distribution.
How many boxes do you pass out for Salvation Army? I mean, for Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving this year, we're going to have close to 100.
100 families, yeah.
That is an increase over previous years.
Wow. So. And they're the Salvation Army boxes, and what all goes in there?
There's going to be a turkey.
Well, that's good.
And all the trimmings, as they say.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need for a nice dinner for the family. And it's based, and the amount of what's in the box, the food, depends on the size of the family. So we gauge it that way. And so Monday we'll be, you'll come in, tomorrow afternoon come in, and you'll see in the hallways all those boxes stacked up by family sizes.
Right.
And
we put a three or four or two on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then Monday morning they'll come and pick them up, and we're notifying them right now, yesterday and today.
Well, Terry, will you still get people coming in Monday and Tuesday saying, I didn't get on the list?
Yes, always. And we do have our regular monthly food boxes that are available. If they have not received an emergency food box from us for the month of November, they would still be able to pick that up. It just won't include the turkey.
Right. Okay.
But we also, every year, we have a certain number of families that, for whatever reason, they don't come.
Right.
And so we'll have a few boxes. So we'll, usually someone will come in and say, we didn't know, or whatever the reason is. And so we'll be able to help them.
Now, when will you start Christmas sign-ups?
The week after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
Right
so
away.
A week from Monday, basically.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
We actually are carrying over about half of our list for Thanksgiving into Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But those people who have not signed up for Thanksgiving and want to sign up for Christmas can come starting the week after Thanksgiving.
Okay. And that's the whole area right here, right? That's from...
Exactly.
Bullhead to Needles, O'Loughlin?
Mm-hmm. Mojave. We've had some people from Mojave Valley.
Yeah.
Fort Mojave, Bullhead, and O'Loughlin. Yeah, the whole area. So
okay.
We've even had a few inquiries from Topak and Needles. So
okay.
Yeah, we'll help.
How big will your list be for Christmas for boxes?
Oh, we're anticipating between 200 and 300 families.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
and those are the families that also want toys for their kids.
Yes.
And that loops you in with the fire department.
Right. We refer everyone with school-aged children.
Right.
We'll refer to the fire department, and the fire department, they're using the list from the school district.
Right.
So they have the information already. However, we will be having angel trees out this year in various locations around town. And what our angel trees are going to be for are for seniors in residential facilities, as well as children who are not in the school system.
Okay.
Either they're preschool, homeschooled, charter, whatever the situation, because they would not necessarily be on the fire department's list.
Okay.
So we'll try to help as many as we can in that area, you know, those kids.
You usually have a tree right out here in the mall, too, right?
We do.
Okay.
And the kettle, the red kettle will be here. And so, last year we, we really felt bad because we had heard, it was reported to us, there were some 200 kids who didn't get toys for whatever reason. I don't know why. But so we want to try and shore that up and make sure those kids are taken care of.
Jeff Jackson and Justin Plummer and Joe Jackson that are all running that will definitely make sure that everybody gets that. The last thing they want to do is box up toys and find out somebody didn't get one.
Absolutely, you know? That's right. And that's the whole purpose we all do this, is to help the kids in the area. And any school-age kids we have that are on our list, they're going to come and we'll give them a copy of our list, and they'll take those school-age kids and put them on their list. So
check them all.
Yeah. So, it's going to be a busy time and really exciting time.
How many kettles will you have out totally?
Right now, it looks like we have 7 both in Fort Mojave, Bullhead City, and the one here at the mall in Laughlin, and we'll have music. Last year we had a gentleman come and he played here each day.
Right outside my studio.
Yeah. and he does a great job. We are not hiring bell ringers this year.
Okay.
We are depending
volunteers.
On volunteers, yes, and to come and to ring bells. And we are flexible that we can work with anyone's schedule.
Okay.
And that includes individuals, families, school groups, clubs.
What a great thing for a family to go ring the bell for a couple
hours. We've had families do that in the past, and they love it. They really do.
Well, their kids get to see a different side of America, you know,
yes.
realizing people are putting pennies in there just because those pennies add up.
Yep, that's true.
And maybe that's all that person can afford to drop in there, but they're going to drop it because it makes them feel better, and it all adds up.
We had another place, we had a lady come to us, and she said she wanted to organize her family. This was the first year we were there. And she wasn't just talking her immediate family. She included her extended family.
Oh, my
gosh. Aunts, uncles, cousins.
Wow.
It was a whole bit. And they were at a Walmart, and they took both both doors.
Wow.
And they were there all day long, and they did it multiple times during the season. So as the years went by, it grew to people in her church groups and Sunday school classes, and it was a big deal, and she organized it all, and it was great.
Did she have a whip that she would carry around?
I think so.
Yeah, wow. Fabulous. Well, and what you don't know is maybe at some point in time she got toys from the fire department, or she saw her mom taking the turkey out of a box that said Salvation Army on it.
Oh, yeah. We hear stories like that all the time. In fact, we just recently did. Actually, our daughter did. She was at a local restaurant here, and a lady was sitting there, and they just started up a conversation, and she noticed that my daughter had a Salvation Army shirt on, and she said, "Oh, Salvation Army." And then she went into the story of how the Army touched her and her family.
Wow.
So we hear that all the time.
Great. Caller, did you have a question? Hello? Caller. Oh, they're gone. Okay, thought they had a question. If you have a question, 702-298-1063, our phones do work. You can call in. We'll put you on the phone, answer your question. So maybe they had a bad connection with their cell phone.
Maybe.
Yeah. So your daughter was wearing a shirt, and then that lady started telling her the story of how the Salvation Army touched them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We get that all the time. And it's really heartwarming to hear that whatever the situation is with them and their families, the Army was there.
And they don't forget it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Many years ago, Gene Stafford with our department, the fire department, was driving our Engine 38, the old one, and I was wearing the red suit. And I start walking up to this, that's back in the day when we delivered, walking up this driveway, and this woman comes out, and she sees me, and she just starts bawling. And I'm like, well, don't do that. Don't start crying now, you know. because I cry too. You know, I'm human, and so. But she was, it just overflowed with joy that we were bringing toys for her kids.
Yeah.
You know, and they were small kids. They were like 3 and 4 or something. They were real small. And so, I mean, those are the stories that make everybody keep going, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it really is. And when we're in the middle of the hustle and bustle, the rush, the busyness of the whole thing, and we've got 200 families lined up waiting for their Christmas gifts and stuff, and then you have one lady who... I'm getting choked up just thinking of it, but she'll stop. She will load up her car, and she'll stop with tears in her eyes to thank us.
Yeah.
And that makes it all worthwhile.
Right.
It really does.
Some of them just want the box and go.
But, yeah.
But I would imagine each one of them says thank you in their own way.
Yes.
And it adds up and makes you realize why you do what you do.
That's right. That's true. So,
and they're also available to come to your church on Sunday, right?
They are. We have church services. A lot of people don't realize we are a denomination, a church, and we have services on Sunday morning. 11 o'clock is our worship service. And if everyone knows where, and most people in town know where our thrift store is, our church is right in the same building.
Right next door.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And we just got a brand new parking lot in, and we're the first day we're using it, and so the cracks and holes in the old one are gone, and it's really nice. So it's
fabulous. Yeah. They tore it up, right?
They did.
Yeah.
They ripped it all
right
up.
Down into the dirt.
Mm-hmm. And we got all brand new handicap ramps, so the dangerous ones we had are gone, and so.
An upgrade.
That's right.
Fabulous. Fabulous. So. Are they going to do any upgrades to the building, or what are they telling you?
Well, we've done a little bit inside, and there's a few things we want to do as well. We need to put a new fence around our side yard for the store, and we are getting a new gate on the driveway.
Okay.
So, yeah, a few things, and I hate to say it, but we may have to get a new air conditioning unit, too.
Oh, no.
I know.
Now, you're down to your last year, right?
We are.
Yeah.
We are. We're retiring next June.
Next June.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got 7 months to go.
That's right.
And that's it.
That's right.
And then where will you go?
We're moving back to the Phoenix area.
Okay.
And a nice surprise for us, because we didn't expect it, but about a year ago we realized all of our children are going to be living in that area.
Ah.
One daughter and her husband, they already lived in Tempe. And then we had a daughter and son-in-law who lived in Ketchikan, Alaska. And about the time we moved here, they moved down to Phoenix.
Well, that's good. You didn't want to move to Alaska.
Exactly. And then the two daughters who are with us, they'll be moving with us. So all of our kids and grandkids will be in the area. So we're really happy about that.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
And that happens in June.
Yes.
Are you already shopping?
Well, probably in January.
Okay.
Get through Christmas.
Yeah, I guess you don't have much time to do that right now, do you?
Yeah. In fact, we were talking just yesterday about areas in the valley that we want to look at and tell our realtor, and she'll start looking in January.
Good. All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with the Salvation Army. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. And don't forget, there's a blood drive Monday. Whoops, I already told you about that. How about the farmer's market on next Saturday, the 26th, in Bullhead City at Community Park? 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Call the Parks Department, 763-9400, if you have questions.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Breakfast Burger, Classic Hamburger, Barbecue Tangler Burger, Smokehouse Bacon Double Cheeseburger, and Classic Cheeseburger, all with fries and pie. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. Pick your burger, cook the way you like it, with fries, and pick your perfect slice of pie. Now, add your favorite Coca-Cola. You walk out stuffed. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
It's that time of year. Open the doors, turn on the swamp cooler, the extreme heat is gone. But wait, what kind of shape is your swamper in? Then, in a month or so, how is your home or business heating system? Jeff Wilson of Arizona Comfort Solutions wants your home or business comfortable. His team is keeping you cool right now. Then, ready to kick on the heat at the right time for your home or office. Ask about tax credits on new systems. Call the professionals. Arizona Comfort Solutions, 928-758-2400.
Are you a local business who would like to be a part of the Co-op member savings community? The Co-op Connections card saves members on everything from prescriptions to dining and much more. If you're a local business who enjoys helping their neighbors save, you're missing out. Sign up today to be a part of the Co-op Connections card community. For more information, call 928-763-1100. Again, that number is 928-763-1100 or visit our member service office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafauer, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Cosley, Reverse Mortgage Specialist with Arizona Financial Credit Union. Does inflation have you concerned about your retirement savings? I'm here to help you learn how a reverse mortgage can be smart against rising costs using your home equity. Schedule a free consultation today. Suzanne Cosley with Arizona Financial Credit Union, 928-230-9867. That's 928-230-9867.
Arizona Financial Credit Union, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by ProFit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall, rolling into their second year and getting ready to expand in Mojave Valley. That'll be their own big building, and then they're going to add a location in Kingman. Yeah, so if you haven't tried their food, head up to the Riverview Mall. Right now, it's lunchtime. It's almost 1 o'clock in Arizona. So ask about their meal prep solutions. That's where they make your lunch for you for the whole week if they want, or 2 days, 3 days, whatever you need. Check out their entire menu at ProFitKitchen.com. You got to spell it right, KITCHIN.com. Bed Bath & Beyond, remodeling bedrooms and bathrooms and kitchens on the Colorado River since 2005. A new custom floor, new custom cabinets, and new custom countertop. Oh, yeah. Homes, mobile homes, and even commercial buildings. Yes, everyone wants a new, beautiful, functioning 2022, almost 2023, kitchen and bath. See the showroom. Call them for an appointment. Call Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond, 928-788-1000. Okay? 928-788-1000. Laughlin Outlet Mall. Hey, your place for lunch and for shopping. Yeah, upstairs we got, everything from the Levi store to the Vitamin World, the Boot Barn, the Pendleton store. Wouldn't you like a nice warm Pendleton today out there? Yeah, come get one. Plus five businesses on the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. We're also brought to you by TWN with three different services and one dependable connection, fiber. Oh, yeah. It is so good. Oh, I love it. Enjoy fiber internet and enjoy your digital phone and your TV streaming service, all from TWN in partnership with Mojave Electric Cooperative. Take the first step. You go to TWN.com and sign up. /Mojave. And you sign up. No, you're not committing to anything. You're just saying, I'm a nosy neighbor and I want to know when I get it. You can also call 888-227-2095. All right, we've got about 5 minutes left here with the Salvation Army. And you want to mention that Wednesdays, all the realtors staff your red kettles.
Yes, that's right. The four Wednesdays before Christmas, we have realtors and loan officers. Everyone in the real estate industry are invited to join in and ring the bells for the Salvation Army.
Does Heather Petrillo and our Kiwanis Club get out there and ring the bell?
I'm hoping so.
Okay.
I mentioned it Tuesday in our meeting.
Yeah.
So But yeah, they do a great work for the Salvation Army every year, and they have every year raised upwards to 100,000-125,000 in the season.
Wow.
For the Army, and it's a great help. And I know the last few years that we've been here for Christmas, the realtors have been really helpful to us as well, and so we're very grateful for what they do.
Good. Terry, you sent some kids to kid camp?
We did.
Where was that at?
Last summer, we were able to send a total of 8 kids from the area to our camp over in Heber.
Okay.
It's in the White Mountains. And they got to go and spend a week. One went by himself to a music camp and had music training all week.
Wow.
And the other 7 went together to, we call it like a wilderness camp. So they were learning things like archery, and they got to do some hiking and just enjoying.
How to make a s'mores.
Yeah. Oh, almost definitely. Everybody gets to.
I mean, you got to know that, right?
Yeah.
And this is the first time that we have been able to send kids from Bullhead City. We figure for at least the last 10 years.
Yeah, because I don't ever remember
sending
anybody there.
Yeah. So
fabulous.
It was great. And so that kind of opens the door for us to be able to have some connections in the community to start programs right here in the community. We would like to start doing that.
Right.
We have a program, the Salvation Army has a scouting program that's very similar to Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts.
Okay.
It's called Girl Guard, Sunbeams, and Adventure Corps for the boys.
Okay.
And so we would like to start doing those programs with the kids, and it gives us, this has given us some connection with families to be able to get that started.
Chris, what's the phone number if people want to call? They're listening and thinking, I want to call up and I want to help out with the youth group, or I'll drive kids to camp or something.
Yeah, they can call 758-3141 is our office number.
Okay. And then there's other ways that the general public can help besides putting money in a red bucket or driving kids to camp.
Yeah, they can help us by, we have a program called Adopt a Family.
Oh.
So if they want to provide food and toys for the kids and food for the family for the holidays, they can call us up and say, we would like to help a family, and give us the size family they want. And they're pretty well free to do what they would like.
Right.
And so, yeah, we've had in the past, we've had several people do that, and it's really been great. And then there's another program, Adopt a Kettle. If they want to ring the bell, then anyone can do it. Individuals, groups, a Sunday school class, youth clubs at school.
Okay.
You know, yeah. So it's a great way to do community service for the kids in school that need that. So we have that as well.
Okay, give your phone number one more time.
Yeah, our number is 758-3141.
Okay, we're about out of time.
Okay.
So call the Salvation Army, ask for Chris or Terry. They will be more than happy to put you to work, and you'll be doing some good things in our community. Because you're going to have how many boxes for Christmas? 200?
Between 200 and 300 is what we're anticipating.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Terry. That's
going to
can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Back tomorrow. And Paula Voy is going to have the community choir on tomorrow. And I'm going to have Julia from MEC and then Gina Morga, an ICU director from Warm Sea.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.